KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have sunny skies, 61 degrees. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate at Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In area news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors today will act on approving two resolutions pertaining to the issuance of $5 million in general obligation capital loan notes. The funds will be used to pay the costs of several projects, including but not limited to equipping the recorder's office, capital projects for the construction, reconstruction, improvement, repair, or equipping of bridges, roads, and culverts, and peace officer communication equipment and emergency communication equipment and systems. In other business, County Auditor Mandy Berg will discuss matters pertaining to an election information technology deputy 12-month step increase and sheriff's radio equipment insurance premium. Sarah Gomez with Midwest Partnership and two representatives of the Greater Des Moines Partnership will make a presentation to the board. The Derrick County Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 9 a.m. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at 5:30 at the High School Media Center. On their agenda is the discussion and action on athletic facilities with regard to a resolution approving the designs and authorizing the release for bids. It's anticipated the date for those final drawings and design will be sent out to prospective bidders on August 28th, with approximately 1 month set aside for bid submission. Contracts will likely be issued October 2nd, according to the latest information. During their meeting July 24th, the board heard from FRK Principal Architect Tom Woolen, who provided current designs for the Trojan Bowl High School track and soccer field, in addition to the baseball softball fields. Woolen also provided an updated timeline for the project, which shows the tentative bid date for September 19th. The board asked Woolen to provide additional design plan for consideration for their upcoming meeting this evening. The Atlantic School Board will also act on the resignation of Loretta Barringer as bus driver and approving contract recommendations or letters of assignment for several persons, including Taylor Williams, volunteer high school cross-country coach, Adam Smith, volunteer middle school football coach, Roger Warren, teacher, and Jessica Newcomb, high school para, along with various food service and custodial positions. They'll also act on recommendations from high school assistant principal and activities director Andrew Mitchell with regard to approving 2020 summer sport coaches, including Derek Hall, weight room coordinator, Terry Hinsman, head softball, Molly O'Hara, JV softball, Derek Handel and Allie Anderson as volunteer softball, Joseph Brummer, head baseball, Robert Hansen as JV baseball, and Oren Perkins, ninth grade baseball coach. Elsewhere in the news, Governor Kim Reynolds says she wants to arrange a meeting with county officials who are considering a local ordinance prohibiting wind turbines within a mile and a half of a residence. Madison County public health officials say sound waves from the turbines and the sun reflecting off the huge blades cause headaches and nausea. Reynolds told reporters that she wants to review the data.
I've sat down with both sides of the equation, so I've met with people that have some concerns, and we will continue to do that and make sure that we're mindful as we move forward.
Reynolds signed a proclamation recognizing the wind energy industry on Monday, declaring this wind week in Iowa. On Tuesday, she told reporters she's unaware of research showing wind turbines causing any health problems.
Listen, I support the industry. I've said that, you know, until I see some data that shows otherwise.
According to the Iowa Environmental Council, there have been no scientific studies linking wind turbines to public health concerns. Reynolds says she's not an expert in the area, but plans to gather stakeholders to discuss the Madison County ordinance.
Well, I don't have all the facts in front of me, so if they want to sit down with me and they want to talk to me about some of the information that they've been gathering, I'll meet with them. I have before. We'll continue to do that. We'll continue to bring stakeholders together at the table and try to address any concerns that they may have, listen to what they are, take a look at some of the data that they, if they have data, and I'm sure they do, to present to us. We'll take a look at that.
This past spring, President Trump said windmills cause cancer. Senator Chuck Grassley called the comment idiotic. At the time, Reynolds says it wasn't her place to say whether wind turbines caused cancer. The governor emphasized her support for the industry and said this issue may be like scientific studies about coffee, showing 1 year it's good for you and the next year it causes cancer. Police in Creston arrested a woman following a traffic stop earlier this morning at around 3:20 a.m. 19-year-old Sophia Grimaudis of Creston was arrested at Stone and Howard Streets for OWI first offense. Grimaudis was later released on $1,000 bond. The Harlan Police Department reports two recent arrests and an accident. 44-year-old Jason Michael Lassen of Harlan was arrested August 7th following a call for a disturbance. Lassen was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication. On August 10th, 32-year-old Daniel Perez Martinez of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with operating while intoxicated. And no injuries were reported following an accident August 3rd at 2102 23rd Street in Harlan. Authorities say a 2001 Ford Focus driven by Mariah Carnes of Harlan was pulling into a parking stall and mistakenly pushed the accelerator instead of the brake. The car hit the south side of the building, causing the wall to collapse into the building. The wall entered the building and struck a restroom and ruptured plumbing inside the restroom, and the water then escaped the room and flooded the entire entrance. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.